Sometimes a person starts eating some food and they then realize they've forgotten to say a bracha. So the question is, what should they do about it? So the Gemara in Masechet Brachot, Daf Nun Amud Bet, says Tanya Chada Bolan, Vetanya Idach Poltan, Vetanya Idach Misalkan. There are three opinions amongst the Tanaim. One opinion is that you just swallow what you've got in your mouth. Another opinion is that you spit it out. And another opinion is that you shift it to the side of your mouth. So the Gemara explains there's actually no machloket here. Lo kasha, they're talking about different situations. Had the Tanya Bolan, where we said that you swallow the food, but mashkin. That's talking about liquids. You can't spit it out. You can't move it to the side of your mouth. You've got to swallow it. Had the Tanya Poltan, where we said you spit it out, permitted to law mamis, with something that isn't horrible if you spit it out. So a hard food, you're eating a boiled sweet or something like that. You can take it out of your mouth and then say the bracha and then put it back in. But had the Tanya Masalkan, where we said you should shift it to the side of your mouth and say the bracha with it in your mouth, permitted the mamis with something which will be yucky if you spit it out. You've got a mouthful of Weetabix and milk. Suddenly realize you haven't said a bracha. You can't take it out of your mouth and then say the bracha again. That will be horrible. So you move it to the side of your mouth and then say the bracha. And that's essentially how the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Orach Chaim Siman Kufayin Bet. There is, however, a question what one does about the mashkin, what one does about the liquids, where the Gemara said bolan, that you can swallow them. Does one say a bracha over them or not? So the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph says, bracha rishona. You swallow them and you don't say a bracha rishona. You've missed the opportunity to say a bracha rishona in that instance. Bracha rishona is only drabanan, so Chazal didn't say that you have to spit it out and not to drink it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Bet brings from the Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabbah that if it's just a small bit of liquid and you've got plenty more, so then just spit it out and then say a bracha rather than swallowing it without saying a bracha. So you're having a glass of water, a cup of tea or something like that, a can of Coke, whatever it might be. You have the first sip, you've got it in your mouth and you realize that you haven't said a bracha, then spit it out, say the bracha, and then drink the rest of the cup of water. But if it's you're in the desert and the teal, whatever it is, you've only got a tiny bit of water, something like that, then you drink it without saying a bracha. What would be if you've just had a sip of very expensive whiskey? You've just ordered a small whiskey, and it's cost you £15 for that whiskey. It's a Glenmorangie, 25-year-old, whatever. Got it all in your mouth. To spit it out would lose a lot of money. So in that case, the Chori, you wouldn't need to spit it out. The Rama brings the view of the Rosh that in actual fact you should say the bracha lemafre. You should say the bracha after you've swallowed it. You've got that little bit of whiskey. You swallow it and then you say the bracha of sharkol afterwards. So the question is, how can you say a bracha after you've drunk it? So the Achronim explain that this shita is based on the notion that seeing as you had in mind, well, you realize you needed to say the bracha when the food was still in your mouth, so then you can say the bracha afterwards. If you've swallowed the food and then you realize that you haven't said the bracha, so then it's too late, you've missed it. But if you've still got some of the food in your mouth, so then you can do it that way. If you've swallowed it already, then you've missed it. The Achronim do say that if possible, if you've got more that you can say a bracha on, then you should definitely have a bit more and say a bracha on it. So you only intended having one whiskey, but you could have a second shot of whiskey. It's all there in your cupboard. So you should have a second shot of whiskey. I'm not sure that you'd need to pay in a bar for another shot of whiskey in that case. Now the Rama says about this opinion, the chenira ikar, this seems to be correct. So you've taken a sip of whiskey and you realize you haven't said the bracha, so you swallow it and you say the bracha afterwards. But the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hei says that the Achronim mostly seem to agree with the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch that if you've swallowed it, you don't say another bracha. Meaning that if you've got plenty of the liquid, then you spit it out and you say bracha and you drink more. But if you've got limited amount, so then you don't need to spit it out. You swallow it and you don't say bracha rishona. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, though, in Siman Nun Se'if Yud, actually Paskins like the Ramah, and says that, no, you say the Bracha Rishona afterward, after you've drunk it. But then he raises the question, which the Magen Avraham and others also raise, is whether or not you'd say a Bracha Achrona. So you just drank a revi'it of whiskey. You haven't got any more whiskey. Say a Bracha Avshakon. You drank a whole revi'it. Whilst it's in your mouth, you realise that you haven't said a bracha rishona. So then after you finish drinking it, you can say a bracha of shakol. Then the question is, do you say a bracha achrona? Because he says we never find that you say bracha rishona immediately followed by a bracha achrona without anything happening in between. So that seems to be a point of machloket amongst the poskim. Adkan.